This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When we're talking about child porn, child sex predators, people who create and distribute this material online, there's literally thousands of them. The problem, I should say, is massive. Joining me now to talk about something that really helped deal with it is our Attorney General of the State of South Carolina, Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Terrace. Great to be on your show again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So tell us about S-74. It's currently in our state house. It's the administrative subpoena bill.
Yes. Yes. This is a very important bill for protecting children and, you know, protecting South Carolinians at large. First off, we receive about 11,000 cyber tips a year. A cyber tip is where someone sees child porn coming across the internet and they report it to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And when they report that tip, they basically report it as, hey, I got an email from this email, or there's a screen name, you know, that someone was uploading porn to this site under this screen name, or it might even come as an IP address. Those pieces of information, an IP address, an email, or a screen name, does not tell us anything about the subscriber or who it's registered to. And in order to find out what's going on at that location, we have to go to the United States Attorney's Office, or we have to go through a very cumbersome bureaucratic process that goes before a judge in order just to get that information. So this bill basically cuts red tape and allows us to get to the predator more quickly. Basically, what it does is it would allow me to sign an administrative subpoena to say Google or Charter, Spectrum, or Comcast, or whoever your internet service provider is. It would allow me to find out who the registered agent is or who the subscriber is for a particular IP address, or say if you see Carolina Boy 27, I'm making that up, of course, is a screen name that it's sending child porn to people. We don't know who that subscriber is. This would allow us to get that person's information and then begin the process of investigating. Tara, what it does not do, and this is important because this is where it got held up in the House, people believed that this would allow the Attorney General, me, to send a subpoena to get your personal emails or your text messages or your personal identifiable information. You know, it does not allow us to do that. It just allows us to find out who is registered to a particular name on the internet. That's all it does. And if you think we get 11,000 cyber tips a year on average, imagine it taking a month or 2 months just to get the subscriber information for each one of those tips. It's impossible to go after everyone.
So you need folks. Is this stuck in committee in the House?
So the Senate passed the bill, okay. And they passed it very. The bill that the Senate passed is good. It's what will cut. It will cut tons of red tape. It will save thousands of man hours in waiting. The House got very nervous and they loaded it up with some amendments that basically takes it back to where we are now. They're not giving us the administrative subpoena power. They're requiring us to go in front of judges just to get subscriber information. We're not even talking about the content. And so the feds can already do this without a judicial signature. They don't need a judge. That's why we go to the feds. The problem for us is if we go to the feds, it might take a month or two to get that information. So we want the state attorney general to have the same power as the United States attorney and thereby shave off lots of valuable time that we have to wait in order just to find out who an IP address or screen name is registered to.
Absolutely. And during that time, I mean, children could be abused for another 2 months if they're creating this porn.
Well, Terry, I talked to our ICAC commander last week. He said there have been instances where there were live streaming shows of children being abused in real time. And we're having to wait weeks and in some cases a month or two to find out who that site is registered to when we could find out in 24, 48 hours. So this is important. And so the ask for your listeners is this: call your House member and say, look, there's a bill called S-74. It's called the Administrative Subpoena Bill. Tell the House members, hey, please pass the Senate version. This will help law enforcement go after child predators better. It does not violate anyone's constitutional rights. It does not give us access to your personal information or your privacy. This just gives us who a screen name is registered to. That's all it does.
That is absolutely horrific that there's live instances of children being abused and it takes 2 months for you to get it. That is ridiculous. We need to get that red tape out of your way. Attorney General, I want to ask you about one other thing. We've got, you know, a week left. So I know you're trying to get your bill across the line. And we've also got a week left on, you know, with South Carolina's hospitality industry in survival mode. A lot of folks, you know, there's been a lot of reporting on this. Insurance markets collapsed under the weight of unchecked liability laws. Small businesses across the state are either being denied insurance coverage or priced out entirely. The lawsuits keep coming. There's two bills on this, one in the Senate and one in the House, but so far they haven't reconciled them to do something for these folks. What do you make of this? What needs to happen? And do you think anything's going to happen before the end of the week?
Well, I can't tell you what's going to happen this week, but if you're talking about the liquor liability issue in South Carolina, it is horrific. And people who are opposed to these reforms, I've heard one argument used is that this is just about greedy insurance companies, you know, racking up profits to raise the premiums for people to sell liquor and alcohol in various establishments. Terry, I looked at Georgia, and the average annual premium for a liquor license, to have liquor liability insurance, rather, for a restaurant in Georgia is $5,000. In South Carolina, it's averaging $25,000 a year. So my question is, if this is about the greed on the part of insurance companies, are insurance companies greedier in South Carolina but not greedier in Georgia? I would submit to you they're not. It's not a function of greed. It's a function of incentive structure. Our laws are written such that people are incentivized to go after establishments that sell alcohol. So if you have a person drinking early in the day, they have one drink at a very well-funded bar, and then 6 hours later, after drinking at 10 other bars, they hit someone or kill someone. Everyone wants to go after the deepest pockets. And of course, insurance companies have to assume the risk of that, and they raise the premiums as a function of the incentive structure. Because if you sell alcohol, you can be on the hook for 100% of the damages, unlike other industries where you only pay the percentage of fault you are. So this is something that needs to be addressed. And I'm not saying insurance companies aren't greedy. I'm just saying is I don't think greed is driving this issue here. And so they definitely need to do something because a lot of small mom and pop businesses are going to go out of business if we don't fix this.
AG Allen Wilson, what do you think the solution is? Because there's two bills. There's one in the House and one in the Senate, and they're pretty far apart. What is either of those the solution?
Well, I haven't followed those two specific bills, okay. But as a matter of general public policy, they treat people who sell or manufacture alcohol on par or the same as people who are found wanton or reckless. And that's how the law was written. If you sell alcohol, then you are portioned damages you could receive up to 100% of the damages, regardless if you're only 5% at fault. And so when it comes to that, you should treat them you should be found at fault only for the percentage of your contribution to the harm. That would be my position. But right now, that's not how our laws are written.
That makes sense. And so that is then why, you know, the liquor liability insurance bill, say for South Carolina, is $25,000, you know, for a restaurant versus $5,000 for Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And again,
because the payouts
it's lower in North Carolina as well.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I got a question for just one more question. Do you think that that people who are attorneys in our legislature should be able to vote on bills on that, or should they recuse themselves? I mean, a lot of them are voting on bills that directly impact their legal practices.
Look, I'm never going to say that a legislator shouldn't be able to vote, because if all of a sudden you start looking, picking and choosing various, you know, industries that legislators can't vote on because of what they do in the private sector, then you're basically denying votes by the people they represent. You know, we elect House members and senators to go represent us. And if you're saying a senator or a House member can't vote on a bill simply because that it might affect their industry. Now, if it affects them personally, you know, that's a conflict of interest. But just because it affects their industry, my view is the people, there should be transparency and sunlight, and the people should know that, hey, your lawyer legislator or your insurance broker legislator or your doctor legislator is personally benefiting, then you can vote them out at the ballot box. I think sunlight's the best treatment for this.
Alan Wilson, you know, I'm a big fan of sunlight. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And folks, if you want to tell them, look, we don't need 2-month waiting periods when we see children being abused sexually live in real time. We don't need to wait 2 months to find out who is behind the screen name. The bill is S-74. So you can text keyword REP, R-E-P, to our text line. That's 800-905-0989 and get a hold of your House member. That's REP. To 800-905-0989. Tell them to move on that bill. Attorney General, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, Hitler hysteria is hot. Everyone who opposes the Democrats is, of course, Hitler. This has been the way it is going back to Bush Hitler and, of course, now Trump Hitler. NBC's Kristen Welker, and I don't know why Trump sat down with her, I wouldn't have, but he did, asked this ridiculous question.
Mr. President, should lawful residents of this country start carrying paperwork with them when they leave their homes?
I don't think that'll be necessary, but what you're not saying is that many people have been killed, maimed, badly hurt by illegal immigrants that came over that are from prisons and from jails and from mental institutions, and they're hurting our people. And if we don't get them out, we're not going to have a country for long. We need honest media, and we need walls. We need to have borders. And by the way, I built a lot of walls, and if we didn't do that, we wouldn't be able to have those. You know, we would not be able to have the kind of numbers if I wasn't successful in building hundreds of miles of wall.
Okay. Should Americans have to carry their papers? And she means she's mocking him, like Nazi Germany. Should Americans have... Honey. Should Americans have to carry ID? Well, she may have a driver to take her back and forth to work in her wine and cheese parties, but the rest of us who drive our own cars, well, in South Carolina, look this up. According to the South Carolina Code of Laws, 56.1.230, drivers are legally required to have their driver's license with them while operating a vehicle. In other words, carry your papers. So, the new Nazi era that Trump is apparently ushering in, it's been that way in South Carolina for many years. Someone might want to tell her, there's this thing, it's called ID. And if you're operating a vehicle in South Carolina, according to law, you got to present it to the law enforcement officer upon request. I've been having this, you know what this is in my mind? I have two teenagers now. One with a learner's permit, one with a license. Okay. So I'm always now, hey, you going out to do what? Yes, you need your papers. Your license. Is that Trump's fault? No, it's the law in South Carolina and most other states. Moron. Who asks something this stupid?
Mr. President, should lawful residents of this country start carrying paperwork with them when they leave their homes?
To be able to prove who they, well, if they want to operate a car, honey, not all of us have drivers. It is amazing what these network people make, given that nobody watches them anymore. Meanwhile, she asked him this.
What do you say to those who believe you are taking the country down an authoritarian path?
Well, there you go again. Why don't you ask it a different way? Many people wanted to come into our country. Many people love Trump. I won the election. They didn't win the election. I got a lot more votes than they did. I won the popular vote. I won all seven swing states by a lot. A lot of people were surprised. I said, I think he could win four, maybe five. No, I won all seven, and I won by a lot. And I won, actually, I think there was a lot of hanky-panky going on, but it was too big to rig. That's the good news. It's too big to rig. But let me just say, so when you make these statements about people say this, people, well, you know, they had their chance at the election and they lost big. So you should ask the question differently. You should say, what about the people that want to be in this country? What about the people that love this country?
But what do you say? I'm asking it on behalf of those people to give you a chance to respond to them. What do you say to those people, sir?
Those people are going to be very happy. They're going to have to see some results. And I think we had a great 100 days. There are a lot of people that say it was unprecedented. It was an absolutely unprecedented 100 days. And I hope that they're going to be right.
You got to love these people. Their viewers and listeners have no idea. They're like, oh, we are almost in an authoritarian regime. How? Their viewers have no idea because they black stuff like this out. That last week, Tulsi Gabbard declassified a horror show of authoritarianism. The program that Joe Biden was secretly running, they classified it to hide their crimes, to keep dossiers on Americans, to persecute them because of their faith or because they criticize the Democrat Party, and as punishment to censor them and debank them. Oh, you didn't hear about that on NBC. Now that's authoritarianism. That's something Hitler would have done. In fact, he did do things like that. Did they report it? No. It's just Trump's Hitler, 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 Hitler. Why? I don't know. We don't like him and he beats us. Well, did he do it illegally? No. Is he spying anyone? No. Is he debanking anyone? No. In fact, folks, do you realize his entire family was debanked? Trump Jr., Melania, even Barron, and Trump himself. Lost his X account, was Twitter then. Lost his Facebook account. All on orders, we now know, of the Chairman Ho regime. How we refer to Joe Biden here. And they want to ask Trump about if he's a dictator? They should, you know, what if they were honest brokers? They'd ask Trump what it was like to live under a dictatorship because no one felt it, the boot on his neck like he did. It's changed him. He is a different, completely different president this time. You know why? Because they held his mouth open and jammed a big red pill down his throat. All of that was just last week, folks. That broke. They don't even report it. And then they ask him, are you running a dictatorship, sir? Can you comment on the dictatorship you're running? How about you ask him, is there anywhere you can get a bank account, sir? Have you overcome our debanking? This is a president who, remember, called out the head of Bank of America for debanking him and his entire family at the World Economic Forum. Do they cover that? No, of course not. Wouldn't want anyone to know about the dictatorship they were running.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
There we go. Okay. Joining us now is Diane Hardy. She's with the Mom and Pop Alliance, and she's done a lot of work lobbying to try to keep our hospitality, businesses from going under. Diane, I don't know if you heard the interview earlier, 2 seconds ago, that I did with the Attorney General, and he said it was ridiculous that the average liability insurance, you know, for like, say, a bar down in Georgia is $5,000 a year, but here it's $25,000. And he was saying the reason that that is the case is because our liability law, written by so many corrupt attorneys, I'll just go ahead and say that, who also serve as legislators in Colombia, have made it so easy for them to profit by suing these businesses that if, you know, say 10 drinks are served from, you know, starting at noon into midnight, and then the guy gets in a car, if he had one drink at a bar, at one bar, and then went to another, that one bar can be held 100% liable, even if they only served him one drink and cut him off. And that this is a ridiculous situation. We've got hospitality businesses going out of business right and left. But you know that. You've been lobbying on this bill for a while. Diane Hardy, tell me, what is it, you know, can you update me? We've got a week left at this legislative session, and no one seems interested in moving anything.
Yes, I know. It's so frustrating. We've been working on this issue actually for years, going down there for committee hearings and press conferences. And I mean, we along with a lot of other groups, not just us, but a lot of people worked very hard on this, and it takes years. And we're not 100% sure. I was speaking with legislators this weekend. Big picture, the Senate passed a pretty strong comprehensive bill. The House passed a weak nothing burger bill, and we don't have any, you know, there's no consensus now on what's going to happen those in getting those two bills together. Most legislators feel like are telling me that they don't know if they can get anything through. We just won't know until this week. But my concern is, even if we do get something through, it's going to be more of a show bill so they can say they did something. I mean, we'll see. But that is probably where my money would be, that they will pass maybe a weak show bill, but that would probably be the best we'll get.
What is the holdup here? What is the kind of real deal going on in the back rooms? I mean, it sounds to me like they're just dragging their feet so that they can keep this in place, so that when the legislature shuts down, all of these, you know, defense attorneys, liability attorneys can go to work sucking the money out of these bars and clubs and restaurants.
Yeah, well, we really do have unchecked liability laws greatly in the favor of the trial attorneys and personal injury attorneys. And, you know, it's amazing how fast they can pass, you know, the $1.3 billion incentive package for Volkswagen Scout that can get done in less than 2 weeks through both House and Senate. But something like this, we've been working on for literally years.
Wow.
And it's frustrating. We have 30% of the legislators down there. A lot of them are in the key roles, especially in the House. The leaders are in the key roles are all attorneys, and they have a lot of say over what happens down there. And they've been dragging their feet on this for so long because they do not want things to change. Basically, what they're really fighting is proportional liability. And that would be where you would only pay the proportion of fault. You know, your amount would be comparable to your portion of fault of the incident. And that is what they are really been pushing back against. They do not want that. A lot of states have proportional liability. Florida does. It's a much fairer system. But they like things the way they are now.
So again, if somebody starts drinking at noon and they have 10 drinks before they go out and, God forbid, hurt somebody driving their car, and you were the third bar to serve them a drink, but they got seven more in other places and you only served them one drink, then you cut them off, sent them out the door, you could be 100% liable for that accident.
Yeah, and every single bar can also be, as in the Folly Beach case, every bar from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. And of course, that was tragic and that was horrific. But, you know, the bars in the early part of the day really shouldn't have had to pay out. Even the rental car company had to pay out in that because she was driving a rental car. But so they can hit everyone, but they'll definitely hit the ones who have insurance, anybody who has assets. And it's really not just bars and restaurants. All businesses are at risk. But bars and restaurants are especially because of a fluke in our law, they're even at higher risk. And it can even be convenience stores. If you buy something in a convenience store, somehow they're held liable. I talked to a guy that when he opened his convenience store, now this was years ago, his liquor liability insurance was $800 a year just so he could sell beer and wine at his mom and pop convenience store. Now it's $30,000. He said, I don't even make that much money to pay that. That's what we're running into. It's a very unfair system.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's good for tourism either.
No, it definitely is not. We hear people on the edge. A lot of restaurants are hanging on just to see what happens this session. And if something doesn't pass this session that helps them, they're going to close their doors.
Mm. What a mess. So there's two bills. You said a House one and a Senate one. Is either of those a good bill we should get behind, or are these bills just dead for this session?
No, the Senate bill, it's a little bit confusing because the Senate bill did pass and it was watered down some. It wasn't as strong as we would like, but it's still the best bill we've ever seen. So we endorsed it. The Mom and Pop Alliance endorsed it. And the Senate bill is 244 and it passed. The House bill, it's a little confusing, but the House bill came over to the Senate. Rather than pass that terrible House bill, which I was kind of glad they didn't, even though they were pressured, the Senate was really pressured. The Senate took the language of their stronger bill, put it into that House bill, and sent it back to the House. So that's where we are now. The language of the Senate bill is in that House bill sitting there. And when I spoke with leadership, they said they really don't. It was sent to them on March 27th, and they said, we're just not going to have enough time to deal with that.
Yet they can get incentives for what company did you say?
Well, it was the Volkswagen Scout deal. Yeah. It was a $1.3 billion package, and that was passed. It was under 2 days in the Senate and under 2 weeks on the House.
Unbelievable.
So that whole thing was passed in less than 2 weeks in both House and Senate. But meanwhile, years and years, I was scrolling back looking at all of the events we had done to try and get this liquor liability just for years going down to Columbia.
Unbelievable. They should take a note from the Florida legislature, which just cranks stuff out in like 6 weeks. They get 10 years worth of work done, which would be what would be 10 years worth of work here for a legislature. And like, no kidding, 6 weeks down there. It's unbelievable what they're doing. Diane Hardy,
yeah,
where can people
great leadership?
I know it is. It sets the difference. It's great leadership. Where can people find out more about this?
Yeah, the Mom and Pop Alliance. We were formed during COVID to help small businesses have a stronger voice in our state house. You can go to momandpopalliance.org. That's mom and the word and is written out, momandpopalliance.org. And then, of course, we have a Facebook page and hope people would consider joining us. It's a nominal fee. I do not take a salary for my work.
Awesome. Yeah, and you do great work, Diane Hardy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Well, at the heart of Marxism, as at the heart of the Chinese Communist Revolution, there is a classification system, oppressors and oppressed. And when the Chinese Communist Revolution, went down, they created 10 categories, 5 oppressor categories and 5 oppressed categories. They divided all of society into those categories. If you were in an oppressed category, you were a more valuable human being. If you were an oppressor, you were less valuable. In fact, some who were in the oppressed categories could do just about anything violence-wise to those in the oppressor categories. And there was almost nothing you could do to change your category. There were a few things like turn in your own family members to be killed by the government, stuff like that. But I mean, it was great. Chinese Communist Revolution. By the way, this is the Chinese Communist Party killed over 100 million people. But hey, let's buy cheap stuff for them. It's great. Well, right now, and you can tell with the left, they're going through a phase where the most valuable human being right now, you can get your hands on those who rank the highest in the oppressed category, are illegal immigrant gangsters who sell either fentanyl, traffic voters for the Democrats, or do both. There is no higher form of human life than that. Now, back last year, when Kamala Harris launched her campaign, things were a little different. The highest form of human life was the male drag queen, which is why she kicked off her campaign, of course, by going, her first stop was the RuPaul Drag Race show. But that was like night. That was like 2024. So now it's 2025, okay? The highest form of human life is the illegal immigrant violent gangster. They cannot get enough. If you can get one of these on your show, you will be beloved. It is a sign you are smart and you get it. Also a sign you're mentally ill, but they're Democrats, so we go with it. CNN, y'all, actually interviewed a Sinaloa cartel gangster. Do you know what he does? Sells fentanyl. Cool. How many people died of not drug overdoses, fentanyl overdoses in America last year? Oh, 87,000. But screw them, right? They aren't at the highest ranking oppressed level, right? Yeah. Plus, they can't vote Democrat anymore, so who cares? So they sit down with the Sinaloa cartel member, and they ask him how he feels, poor baby, how he feels about being a designated terrorist by Donald Trump. So unfair and so mean. And he says that, you know, he doesn't like what he does selling fentanyl, but he's got to eat. So 87,000 people have to die, but they're just Americans, so who cares? Here's how this went. Folks, this, you know what this is? This is on display. How sick, sick the mainstream media actually is.
This man is talking to us on the condition we hide his identity and location.
Can I pull up a chair?
He says he produces fentanyl for the Sinaloa cartel.
How safe or dangerous is this area to be in?
En estos momentos todas las áreas son peligrosas.
Very dangerous, according to the Trump administration, you are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Está fea la situación, ¿verdad? Está fea la situación, pero pues todos tenemos que comer.
Here's the best part of this. According to the Trump administration, you're a terrorist. What did he reply? What do you make of that? The gangster, who I can't show you this. They've got him, you know, totally covered up, and all of his tattoos are covered up. They've even got, like, you know, gloves on him. He says, well, the situation is ugly, but we have to eat. Looking if 87,000 Americans have to die. Oh, well, this is CNN. Anyway, the situation's ugly and we have to eat. So then the reporter says, you know, what do you make of Trump calling you a terrorist? Because she wants to empathize and feel bad for him because, again, he is a high value voter, a future voter. He says, you know what he says? This is the best part. My respect to Trump. According to him, he's looking out for his people, the cartel member replied. But he says, but the problem is the consumers are in the United States. And if there weren't any consumers, we would stop. He's got to eat. Some people have to die. Anyway, it all makes sense to folks who work at CNN, the rest of us not so much. This is what this has come down to. Can you imagine just the planning session for this segment? The mentality of it? Oh, did you get an actual Sinaloa cartel member? Oh, how cool. They're so oppressed. Think how awesome we'll look if we sit there and try to feel their pain. Isn't overdose death painful? Like, you know, for the kids who never did any drugs and ended up taking what they thought were ADHD meds because they wanted to get ahead on their, you know, test, end of grade test. Nah, screw them. Let's empathize with the most valuable form of human being there is. This, folks, is where they are. No telling where they'll be next week. And the guy's like, no, I totally respect Trump, but I gotta eat. He says, we're just looking out for our people. Folks, they have plumb lost it. You know what's so funny? They don't understand how bad they look. They don't get it. By the way, did you see this? Over the weekend, USA Today, y'all, explains. Because you know how St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, who is yet to be liberated from El Salvador, but they're still trying really hard. St. Kilmar, according to USA Today, had to beat his wife Or can it be excused for beating his wife? Because he has, I kid you not, quote, trauma from being held in ICE detention. So I guess the new position of mainstream media, if you make the illegal immigrant internationally wanted by Interpol, human trafficking gang member mad by incarcerating him, picking him up, if ICE does that, then you should expect that he will beat his wife. And that's understandable. Folks, the media is insane. Actually insane. Folks, the actual quote, why he beat her from USA Today, quote, neither of us was in a good place at that time. My husband was traumatized from the time he spent in ICE detention. And we were in the throes of COVID. Like many couples, we were caring for our children with barely enough to get by. Oh, I know. Yeah, I get it, honey. My husband beat me too. Wait, no. No, he did not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.